Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Todd Lebo filling in for Nate Ducati. You've got Jake Gutierrez under the board and producing the show and frowning. Feels like he's frowning.
No, he's smiling.
Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. Let's say hello to Kansas City Roos head basketball coach Billy Donlin, who joins us every week. Coach, what's going on, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing this morning?
Doing very well. Not as well as Patrick Mahomes. You are a sports figure in Kansas City now. I'd like to get your reaction to the $500 million contract that Patrick Mahomes has signed to keep him in Kansas City for the next dozen years.
Well, certainly I think it's great. You know, if you're a Chiefs fan and the city winning the Super Bowl and just everything that I've read and seen about Patrick, what a humble person. Obviously has remarkable work ethic, has stick-to-itiveness. You know, there's been plenty of things that he's been told he can't do, and all he's done is shut up his critics. And, you know, he and Coach Reed obviously are a tremendous team. But football is an ultimate team sport, so the Chiefs' success is certainly a credit to all the entire organization and all the players. But I think it's great for the city. And it's certainly from on the, you know, Kansas City's on the national stage for a lot of different things. But now in the sports world, it's probably right at the top of being on the stage, you know, having the best team in the most popular sport in our country, and a quarterback that's had the greatest 3 years, first 3 years in the history of the NFL, and then signing him to this long-term contract, I think is remarkable. And you know, when our city needed some great news, you know, with everything going on in the world, it was a pretty good Monday.
Well, a great Monday for Patrick, no doubt about that. Coach, you deal with, you know, college-age kids when coaching and all the years you've done that. Patrick's not that far removed from that, right? Maturity levels for everyone are a little bit different, but, and I know you're not around him all the time, but you've seen him and you know a little bit about him. What is it you think that he's got that maybe not everyone has as far as being able to kind of do what he's done and kind of be the spearhead with his agents and everyone in the organization to try to say he wants to be here in Kansas City and get a deal like this done? That's got to be pretty rare for someone his age.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I think, you know, we have, you know, great players. They just focus on the next step. You know, they don't, they have their goals for down the road, but they focus on the next day, the next repetition in the weight room, the next repetition in whatever drill for your particular sport. And it certainly seems like from afar that Patrick exemplifies that. And I also think, you know, having read and heard him on some interviews with you guys and others, is he has a great amount of self-confidence. That he trusts his ability, and I think at times, maybe early on in his career, his college career, into what was some people said about him during the draft, he maintained his confidence and knew what he was capable of and didn't change necessarily the way he played. And, you know, it also, I think, helped that you could argue that Andy Reid is the greatest offensive mind in football history, or one of, and that doesn't hurt either. So I think the aspect of a great player is they have great confidence. They have a sense of humility because you can't be a great player and be arrogant and control your locker room. It's really hard to do anymore. Maybe there was a time you could do that, but it's too hard now. And you have to be great and have humility. And then also, the best teams, I've never heard of a best team winning a championship where the best player wasn't the hardest worker or one of the hardest workers. And it certainly seems like that's Patrick. You know, he's the best player and probably one of the hardest workers, if not the hardest worker on the team. And you need all those things in order to win a championship. You don't necessarily need all those things to just be a great individual player, but you need all those things to be a great individual player and win a championship. And it certainly seems like from afar, You know, he is becoming the standard bearer of those things.
UMKC basketball coach Billy Donlin is our guest here on Sports Radio 810. And you've talked about this a little bit before, but Patrick's cousin, Sam Martin, you recruited him to be a Roo. I guess the next thing is, hey, maybe let's name something the Patrick Mahomes, whatever, get some of that money in for the Roos, right? I mean, is that how we're going to do this?
Yeah, Todd, you're not the first person that's come down to, come and asked me to do something like that. And I really mean this. And I've said this, that's why I didn't bring it up. When we recruited Sam, I really had no idea that Sam and Patrick were first cousins. The moms are sisters. Patrick's mom and Sam's mom, Tammy, are sisters. And, you know, I really didn't. And then Sam's dad, Joey, was Sam's high school coach. And so there's a lot of athleticism and sports in the family. We really like Sam. We hope Patrick, Sam Richard, this past year. We would love to have anybody who wants to support the Roos, but it wouldn't be bad to have Patrick sitting courtside at a couple games in the future. You know, and if he wants to make a contribution, that would be great, but that's really not the purpose. You know, we really are excited about Sam and hope that he'll work hard and have a chance to play as his career gets going. But, yeah, and that's why, you know, you listen to some of the stories that Sam's parents – you know, Sam's dad will say that he thought Patrick was going to be special, like as a kindergartner. So I don't think it's any surprise to that family all the great things that Patrick has already accomplished.
So when did you find out? When you started recruiting, you didn't know. So like when did you? How did you find out? Like how quickly did you learn of this important fact?
I think it was on my second phone call with Sam's dad, with Joey, and I think it was kind of like you know he was doing it in a very like, you do know who Sam's cousin is, and I said no, I don't, and that's when it, and I said oh wow, and to be honest with you guys, instead of it making me want to recruit Sam more, it actually there was some worrisome for me with that, but we still made the commitment to Sam and still believe that Sam could be a good player. But yeah, that was kind of eye opening when you heard that news.
You know, Patrick was a very good basketball player as well. I mean, he likes to talk about it. He's got a couple of dunks that he'll find on YouTube or something and tweet them out to prove to the guys that he likes to play basketball. And we've talked about this a bunch last year, Coach. There's a basketball rim in the Chiefs' locker room at the practice facility. And I always would get worried because the games would get a little rough. I mean, these are big dudes playing basketball. Chris Jones and Colin Saunders and Mike Pinnell. And then, like, somehow Mecole Hardman would get involved in these games. And, like, you weigh 180 pounds. Would you get away from these 290, 300-pound guys playing basketball? And there's all these, like, shoes and bags of equipment rolling around. I'm like, I don't want someone getting hurt playing basketball. But everyone thinks they can play another sport. And I think Patrick, who played, you know, Patrick actually pitched an inning, sort of basketball or baseball in college at Texas Tech. There's a neat story about that out there. But football was his game. But these guys all love to play other sports, man. Basketball is one that I think everyone thinks they can play, right? That's the game where it's like, oh, I used to hoop pretty good. I could do that.
Yeah, basketball is not like golf, where pretty quickly you can stink right away in golf, right? And there's no walking back from it. Basketball, you can get out there, and if you don't try to score, you can feel like you're part of it. I actually, growing up, played with a lot of the Chicago Bears. And to your point about getting injured, I mean, I think in high school I was 6'2", 170 pounds wet. And Alonzo Spellman, I don't know if you remember that name.
He was yes, Ohio State.
He was a defensive lineman, Ohio State. And he is still the largest human being I've ever been around in terms of, he probably was under 7 or 8% body fat. He had arms that went for days. And he played. And you won't, as a basketball player, he wasn't very coordinated. And so that's even more dangerous to be that size. So I can promise you this, if I was anywhere near him, I ran away, because I didn't want my career to come to an end. But football players have always played in college. When I was at Northwestern and Michigan and those guys wanted to play, the coaching, the football staffs at both places were concerned. but it's a good conditioner for those guys in the off season. And the other thing that the football coaches have always said is, you know, when you play hoops, it does build camaraderie. When you just play and the coaches aren't around, I guess what we like about our guys playing pickup in the summer is it can build camaraderie, it can build togetherness. There's a competitive factor to it. So there's a lot of positives. And I remember, you know, it's kind of famous now. Nick Saban at Alabama, his coaching staff, they play lunchtime hoops all the time. Well, when my dad was an assistant at Northwestern, Gary Barnett was the football coach at Northwestern and really led him to a Rose Bowl and was a phenomenal coach. And Coach Barnett, they would play lunchtime hoops with my dad, and occasionally I would play. So there's always been, to your point, Ty, there's always been this thing about football guys wanting to play basketball. And I'll say this, they're never as good as they think they are. So if they tell you they're a 10 in basketball, it's a divider by about 4. Or, I mean, you got to subtract it by about 4. So if they say they're a 10, they're a 6.
Well, I've watched plenty.
More like a 3.
I've watched plenty of hoops in the Chiefs locker room, and not a lot of skill there. I'll say that now. Patrick doesn't play in there, and because you know he someone had some video of him playing over at one of these rec centers a couple of years ago, and they're like, "Hold on now, no, you're not doing that stuff." And so he hasn't been caught on video playing hoops anywhere at one of these pickup games. But I think he's got a little bit of skill. It still amazes me. I think just last week Tyreek Hill put an Instagram up or one of those things. He can absolutely dunk it, you know. And
Kelsey can ball.
Tyreek Hill is not a tall man, and he can dunk. And Kelsey won't play in the locker room because he doesn't even want to lower himself to play with these guys because he says he's
got skills
as well. So, and then what Juan Thornhill told you last year, wasn't it, Stephen? On the when you guys sat down with him,
says the best.
He thought he was the best.
Yeah, he's the best in the locker room. Now he was a really good high school player, so I don't know.
Well, the Sam and his family say Patrick was a Division I basketball player, so it wouldn't surprise me if that were the case.
Jeez.
So, I mean, he probably could have played Division I. It sounds like, obviously, he did in football, but it sounds like he could have played Division I baseball and basketball as well, which is, you know, that's rare to have somebody to have the talent to do that in all three sports. It's very, very rare.
You know, it's so funny. Every time we have you on, you just drop something in there, like you know, a couple of months ago. You just throw in there. Yeah, I was a kid. I had lunch with Scottie Pippen and some
Horace
of the other Bulls
Grant.
And Horace Grant. And so then you still in the eye is going. I was playing basketball with the Chicago Bears.
And,
so
and
how
now
you play
Barnett too?
Like, I mean, and Coach Barnett.
But Gary Barnett. I don't know if you knew this. Like for the last 10, how long? How many years?
At least 10 years.
At least 10 years.
For the last 10 years.
Weekly.
Yes,
weekly.
He's our weekly college football insider.
There's been a couple times you've had him on the show, and I've wanted to call in, and I didn't know if he would remember me. Like a couple times you've had him on in earlier in the morning, and I wanted to call in because what a great man. You know, when you're a kid, fellas, and we talk about this as coaches, because a lot of us obviously have children, and you know, you don't remember. It's really true. You'll remember some of what people teach you or. You learn from them, but you always remember how somebody treats you, especially somebody when you're young that maybe you look up to, idolize, or has a position of power or fame. And when I was a little kid, because I was maybe fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grader when Coach Barnett was the football coach, incredible person. Like he would take the time to, like if we were, when we would leave the gym from playing, he would take the time and have a couple minute conversation with me. And I can't tell you, fellas, I wouldn't be able to tell you one word of that conversation, but I can tell you that the way that he made me feel for doing that, I felt like $1 million. And you know, I've wanted to call in, but I've been really lucky to be a coach's kid at the level that my dad was at. I mean, Matt Sweeney played, so it's been I've been really lucky that way.
So who was the best list to ask him, Stephen? When Coach gets on next time.
Who was the best Bears basketball player? You mentioned Spellman, who had an unbelievable wingspan, but was there a guy that stood out that was a baller that you remember?
No, I mean, Matt Sweeney was pretty good. You know, the longtime fullback or running back that played at Penn State, he was a good player.
Oh, yeah.
Maurice Douglas was good. I mean, some of these guys are a little older now, but back when I played, you know, they were younger and more in their prime. But they really just played to try to stay in shape, and there were other Division I basketball players playing, and it got heated, and it got, you know, games would get heated and competitive, and you learned a lot, you know, because you're regardless of their skill level, when you're playing with NFL players or Major League Baseball players or any kind of professional athlete in basketball, they're competitive. They want to win. And you learned, you know, guys would get on guys. You know, you learned a certain competitive fire that I think you need in order to be good at any sport as you go up in level. So I was really fortunate to always be around that every day. Whether I was any good or not didn't matter. It was just I got to see the competitive fire that people had even after, you know, some of these guys had won Super Bowls, had been retired from playing, had made the majority of their money. But, man, they competed on a basketball court in a pickup game that at the end of the day really wasn't going to mean anything in their life. But they competed like it really meant something. And that was just something that I learned and helped me grow as a player and as a person and as a coach.
Coach Billy Donlin's our guest. All right, Coach, before we let you go, you know, we're all anxiously awaiting the return of sports, MLS soccer, and then baseball, and then the NBA. We all hope. How much are you watching what's happening, especially, I would imagine, when the NBA comes back? So, and look, it's all unknown. No one, I feel like nobody knows anything, but and when you do figure out something, it changes. But how much are you paying attention to these different sports trying to come back in anticipation of eventually you and your team and your sport making their way back into action? Because, I mean, clearly it's you're going to be able to see some of the mistakes that are made and learn from those, because they're up first. They're up next. The NBA, hopefully at the end of the month, we'll see them get back to action. How much are you paying attention to try to prepare you guys to navigate your way through this?
Yeah, certainly we're talking with as many people as we can at other universities and institutions to see their programs, their return protocols, what they're doing should a positive test result. You know, we're watching what the pros do. They have a little bit. And they have a much greater financial, not a little bit, they have a much greater financial, much more financial resources to be able to do things that maybe other places can't do. But I don't know what the right answer is, fellas. I know that our players, their families have all given us their blessing to come back. And, you know, it's a difficult time. It's a challenging time. And if our guys and their families didn't want them to come back, we're not comfortable, they wouldn't be coming back. But we are definitely watching the pro sports, how they're handling it, what happens, and just trying to navigate it as best we can. I think our doctors at Truman Medical have a really good plan, have done a great job. But, you know, it really is like Mike Tyson, everybody has a plan until they get hit in the mouth. And you know, we're trying to do everything we can to prevent, to be preventative, but it's a fluid situation. And I don't have the right answer whether they should come back or not. You know, obviously, I see both sides of that, but our kids, their families, and certainly our administration are comfortable with attempting to bring them back. And, you know, that's what we're going to do moving forward. And other people that choose not to certainly wouldn't criticize them in any way, shape, or form. It's a tough situation, whether to try to continue on with society. I mean, there's high school kids going back. You know, I've got friends who have kids that, you know, that they're going to their high schools for volleyball in the summer. You know, it's not just college sports or the pro sports. There are high school kids, or there are middle school kids that are back playing baseball. And so everybody's making really, really tough decisions with what's happening. And I don't know if there's a right answer. You know, hopefully everybody can remain safe and follow the protocols and wear a mask and stay 6 feet away. And hopefully that's enough to get us through.
Coach, always good talking to you. Thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate you.
That is Billy Donlin, head coach of the Kansas City Ruse. Yeah. My daughter's favorite player on the Ruse is Sam Martin, and he hasn't played a game yet. So
imagine that.
When we go to the games, they would sit and they, where is he? Where is he? Where he's sitting right there, the same place he was 15 minutes ago when you asked me. Is he gonna play? Like, nope.
No.
He's a red shirt.
What's a red shirt mean, Dad? How does that work? What is that?
I thought we wear blue when we come to UMKC. Well, okay, here we go. Let's try to explain this.
Not worth explaining.
Yeah, 10 minutes later. Is he going to play in the second half?
Nope. Then they'll hear something like a gray shirt in football. What's that? I don't know. We're not talking about this. I don't understand any of it.
They're very, very excited about Sam Martin. So, 6 foot, 185-pound guard out of Fort Worth, Texas. How about that?
Boom. Bring it.
I think it would certainly help if it worked out that he was good and he played, you know?
Absolutely. Not bad.
I mean, he's got to go see his cousin, right?
Oh, for sure.
That's his first cousin.
Quick down
the
there.
Sisters.
Easy
yeah,
trip.
Right.
Watch
there
the ruse. Not far.
Just ask Jake. Jake and I can provide security from homes down there.
Totally.
Happily.
I'll watch him. I'll watch him carefully.
I'll make sure no one bothers him.
I'll
what
provide
about
him with
Steven,
a protective
though?
Bubble.
Did he have to protect from Steven?
He's not alone with that. He's not alone.
Oh, let's talk to Jeff Chedia after this on WHB.